That's his actual last job. That's when I used to go to work with him, when he was starting to fail because of his sickness. But it was Mr. Boston Distilleries. That was in Hyde Park. And I knew he worked there before he gets sick, but I don't know what he actually had to do. I know that probably the men that were there, they ended up moving a lot of whiskey barrels around. They either took them off the trains that parked right up against the docks and then stashed them within the warehouses, but I don't know what his actual job was on that. But when he started to fail and couldn't do the hard work anymore, they gave him a job as a night watchman. And that's basically towards his last 3 years is when I started to go to work with him. And I guess I probably was maybe 13 years old. And I used to cover part of the shift for him, half his shift, that so he could sleep part of the night. And then I would cover the rest of the shift, let's say from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock in the morning, I would do the rest of his shift punching, going to the different warehouses, punching the time clock to make sure all the doors were locked and stuff like that. And then I would go to school from there. He was either awake, resting, or he was asleep too. But I would be out with the car, driving around from building to building and checking all the stations and making sure everything was okay. I suppose it was some amount of fear. I made myself my own billy club, so that if I did meet up with anybody or anything, that I was at least a little bit prepared. But I've never came across anybody, even though a lot of the driving was between buildings, which I could see all the time with the headlights. And they had lights over the clock stations, but they weren't like the lights of today. It was just a single light bulb. And I would have to go a couple of the shifts into the main warehouse, which had the offices. I had to go up into the offices, make sure everything was up okay. This way I had to go walk between the aisles of these great big humongous vats that had whiskey in them. So, I mean, it's like walking between tall mountains. You never know what's going to be around the corner. And outside where the railroad tracks are, which you would think that would be the most problem, the docks were right there where the trains would unload, and all the barrels would be piled up on the dock there. And you never know what's going to be behind one of those barrels, because some of these barrels, they had whiskey in them still. So some of the guys used to drain the barrels on their sides and drain the last few drops out of them, and they did it to all the barrels, and before you know it, they'd have a jug. So it's about the only thing that was probably about the scary part, is walking that long dock.